This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People are doing better.
And then you have this AP poll saying, have Biden's policies helped or hurt you? Hurt a lot. It says 42%.
Yeah, whoosh.
But being weird and can't even make speeches. Some of the say doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand what he's saying.
You sure about that?
Better important foreign products. I'm exporting their products.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know there's a lot of interest in reports from the Middle East overnight. I'm going to say it now, though I know you all will certainly ask me about it, that we do not have any comment on the reports at this time.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Whoosh.
Is, let's be clear, a vote for Trump. Don't do it. Vote for Trump. Excuse me, vote for Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That member of the Kennedy family who just said vote for Trump, that's Kerry Kennedy, formerly Kerry Kennedy Cuomo. She's been known to take a drink under extreme social pressure. She's also been known to get a bad ice cube on occasion, as you may recall. Oh, I think she claimed that she took an Ambien. The family is... I think the family enjoys Ambiens. Patch, wasn't that one of Patch's excuses when he smashed into the one of the security barrels at the Capitol a few way back, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago now. But Kerry Kennedy Cuomo, she was one of the people that she was on CNN trying to. She's the sister of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And her marriage broke up after she was. Having an affair with a McDonald's heir who was a McDonald's franchise owner, very rich guy who was a polo player. And the New York Post later reported that after she betted the polo player, her brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., picked up the polo player's estranged wife on the rebound, which is kind of a weird thing. And we're hearing about Ilhan, not as weird as Ilhan Omar marrying her brother, but still, it's kind of kinky. Remember, she was also, when she got arrested for drunk driving and they were trying her in Westchester, Ethel Kennedy, her mother, went into court in a wheelchair, and then Kerry Kennedy beat the rap, and Ethel Kennedy strolled out of the courthouse to the press conference. No wheelchair. I don't know where the wheelchair went, but you know, once the verdict was in and Kerry was okay, then they let her go. And she's also the one who set up that bail fund. They let out all kinds of criminals. All kinds of people got knocked over the head, robbed, assaulted by all these people that that Kerry Kennedy cut out of prison with her bail fund or jail out of her with her bail fund after the fentanyl addict known as George Floyd died in police custody. He was not murdered, in case you were operating under that delusion from state-run media. Okay, time now for the Chump Line.
It turns out Ilhan Omar's daughter is just a chip off the old hijab.
The hammer and sickle on her Twitter profile. The hammer and sickle. Like, she's really got a lot to complain about. She's an angry black girl, according to a speech she made. She's an angry... What has she got to be angry about? like her mother, she's had everything in life, absolutely everything in life, handed to her on a silver platter. Never had to work a day in her life. Never had to break a sweat. Just like her mother.
Boy, those Bidens are a real tough family. Just ask anybody from New Guinea.
Tastes like chicken. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase. And right now you can get a great, great 100-serving sampler bucket at HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. And right now you can also use, we also have a different code, which is Howie25, so you get an extra discount on your ReadyWise products if you don't get the cheap bastard deal.
Howie, Donald Dwight calling, eh? You always were telling tall tales of Deerfield, but this one about your supposed war hero cousin takes the cake. You stole his name from the old Gomer Pyle program, Frank Sutton, the actor who played Sergeant Carter, and you stole his story from your life story. As soon as the war started, he left North Carolina for Canada? I seem to remember when the Korean War started, you 23 skidooed to Canada too, you draft-dodging scoundrel.
Very little truth to that from the former Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth and my fellow Deerfield alum, former publisher of the Minneapolis Star Tribune before it became the Red Tribune. And he also was family that owned the Holyoke Transcript, which I believe no longer exists.
When I visited Apogata, Philly, Hunter asked me to order a cheesesteak sandwich with extra Parmesan and a 2-liter bottle, or was it a 2-kilo bag of Coke?
That was really a pitiful moment. We didn't play any audio of it because there wasn't much audio. Apparently they put the sub or the hoagie in a box if you go to Wawa. And he tried to close the box. As you can imagine, it's not a difficult box to close if they're giving out thousands of them a day at every location. But he couldn't do it. And finally he said, you do it. I'm going to get some ice cream. And he wanders off, and there's nobody in the place. It's not like the Chick-fil-A in Atlanta or the burger joint on Long Island or the deli in Miami. There was nobody there except the press and the photographers. And he was just wandering around lost. It was sad.
Howie, how much of a carbon footprint did Fire Marshal Bill leave in New York today?
You know, if they're going to kill themselves as political protests, can't they decarbonize? That's the big word they use. That's one of the big words they use. They want to decarbonize everything. This guy was not worried about decarbonizing. He was a disgrace to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Not the first one. By the way, he lived in St. Augustine, Florida, but no one had seen him, and some people suggested that he was maybe homeless. His family didn't know he was in New York.
What the media didn't play for you was the audio of before Biden tried to mimic Trump and go into the gas station. Everybody in the gas station yelled out in unison, "Don't!"
I got some man in the street stuff from Philadelphia with the black voters talking about.
All it takes is giving money to. Bay State has no clue.
Seem to have lost Howie, so we'll keep rolling with the chump line. Sans commentary.
Oh my God. come on, man. I remember when I was on Meet the Press with Lawrence Spivak, and I got a call to my uncle, Ambrose Ambrose, and just crashed his plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, into my kitchen. I nearly lost my cat and my Corvette in the fire. Then Corn Pop, who was a bad dude, came over hungry because McDonald's park lot was full of kids using the sci-fi hotshot. He was so hungry.
Maybe. Press conference.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden keeps on saying his Uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. Apparently, he wasn't on the swim team.
Hey, Howie. You know, if she charged tolls to leave Massachusetts, she'd make a ton of money. Wait, so Biden's uncle didn't get eaten by cannibals? Man, I knew that story seemed a little hard to swallow.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That does it for the chump line today. Again, do we have Howie back now?
No, I'm back, I think.
All right, you're back. I'm sorry, we missed the chump line. So if you want to wrap it up.
Right. I apologize for the technical problems, and I think we have them under control now. But anyway, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, the Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second brand new Chump Line every weeknight, it's available 7 p.m. It's posted. It's called Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day. You can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase. And again, today we have a cheap bastard deal with a 100-serving sampler bucket, $125 value for $62.50. That's an even better buy. And they have a use Howie25 as your code right now, and you get an even bigger discount, Howie25. But go to the HowieCarshow.com and get the cheap bastard deal.
It turns out Ilhan Omar's daughter is just a chip off the old hijab.
She's an angry black girl because she's got so much to be angry about. I'm Howie Carr.
Adding your two cents is easier than ever. Call Howie at 844-500-4242 or text the word Howie followed by your message to 617-213-1066.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Yeah, the Allman Brothers revival. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is if you were in the U.S. House, would you vote for the $60 billion aid package to Ukraine tomorrow?
No, I would not.
93% say no.
Not much movement today, but it's gone up one percentage point from 92 to 93. All right. Joining us now is John from New York to discuss the latest financial news. And I think the most interesting thing I've read today, John, is this thing from CNBC about the jobless. The first-time claims for unemployment benefits have not fluctuated at all for 4 weeks. I mean, they haven't changed like it's 212,000 again and again. And then this week it went up to 222,000, like they decided they had to mess around with it. It's almost like these aren't real numbers, isn't it, John?
Who knew Joe Biden was steady Eddie? Not me.
Imagine if Trump had tried something like this.
Yeah, it's the numbers are so bad, and it's finally catching up, Howie. Stocks really got hit. Now the money's coming out today. All these technology stocks really got hit this week. And the NASDAQ, which, you know, is the leader, is only up 2% year to date. Just to give you one idea, this company called Super Micro Computer, they've been one of these AI stocks, it plunged $300 this week.
$300?
From $1,020 at the peak this week to $713 on the close.
Wow.
All the money's coming out. It's going into the safer stocks like American Express and J.P. Morgan. So they're basically, the Dow was up today, but the rest of the stock market was down quite a bit because it's coming out of technology.
So the seven stocks that were holding up the market for months, they went down. It went down to four. How many is it down to now? Of the seven.
Well, I don't know exactly, but I could tell you NVIDIA, which you probably read about, has been the market leader.
Right.
That peaked at 975, and today it's 762. It was down down almost $90 today.
$90.
Yeah. Wow. NVDA, $90. It was down.
No, I know. So what does this mean, John? Is just that you know, that they can't keep printing money, that they're just running out of they're running on fumes now with the Federal Reserve and whatever other tricks they've tried, they're not working anymore.
It basically, what happened this week is, you know, the stuff's been overvalued. I've been telling you that for a couple months now. But I'll just give you one example. The Treasury next week is going to sell $213 billion of new notes. This is in 1 week. $75 billion of that's new money. They also announced between May and July they have to raise $1 trillion to finance the deficit. $550 billion of that's new money.
Meaning just, I mean, it's just printed out of thin air.
Well, yeah, the only person that's going to buy it at the rate they're issuing it is the Fed eventually, and the market's sniffing that out. You're going to get higher inflation. So it is catching up to Joe Biden. A lot of the stunts that they pulled last year are beginning to unwind on them. So we could be in for a big decline, although today most of the money, like I said, moved into the Dow stocks. So it wasn't that bad.
Are they going to be able to hold this off until after the election? I mean, that's all they care about, is just trying to, you know, steal the election. Are they going to be able to postpone it that long?
I don't know. The money's drying up, and like I said, these declines today, when you get home, you can look at it, everybody, Super Micro and NVIDIA. NVIDIA literally down 200 points, and that's a liquid company. There's nothing to matter with the company. It was just higher rates are catching up with the market.
God. Let's play cut 10 as we leave, John. Cut 10 from Biden today.
Well, guess what? We've created $550 billion in investments here.
John, $500 billion, $50 billion. Who's counting? Thanks, John. Have a good weekend. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And it's that time of the week, the third hour of the Friday show. That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny stories about the local police, first responders, LEOs, whatever you want to call them, stories you see online or in your local daily or weekly newspapers. Some police departments still have their own columns where they print the police blotter, the police log. The New Hampshire State Police send out the police logs every week. No narrative, but they're just there. But anyway, send the funny items you see to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. We check them out, and at this time every Friday, we read the funniest entries of the week, in our opinion, just to see what was going on. Just as long as they're not grotesque and bloody, just as long as they're somewhat entertaining and funny, that's all.
We prefer a humorous element.
Yes, we prefer humorous elements. We prefer animals, naked men, naked women. Adult beverages are allowed, but just, you know, not too gruesome. That's all we ask. So go to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com, and at this time we read the best entries, the two best entries of the week, in our opinion, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Taylor?
They'll get a Go Woke, Go Broke t-shirt.
Go Woke, Go Broke t-shirt. Okay, so these are the runners-up.
Yes, they do not win a prize. Michigan police say dispute over subpar sushi leads to sword fight, assault, and feces throwing. This is
subpar sushi. Is this at a gas station? To use that old cliche.
It doesn't appear to be. The Traverse City Police Department in Michigan arrested a man Tuesday after he allegedly assaulted a man with a sharp object over an argument about subpar sushi. The suspect, a 20-year-old male, was allegedly upset because the victim, a 27-year-old, brought sushi to a campsite Monday that he did not like. The suspect allegedly became violent and swung at the victim with a sharp object.
Why didn't he have some potato chips or a hot dog or something
else? You always gotta bring an alternative. You can't guarantee everybody's gonna like what you bring. And who brings sushi to a campsite? That's a weird choice.
It is. You're asking for trouble.
That lends itself. You've got to travel from wherever you got the sushi out into the boonies. I doubt there's a sushi place near a campground.
Sushi is a tricky thing to begin with. Margaret was asking me how good the food at Mar-a-Lago is. I'm not a big sushi person, but they have fantastic sushi there, too.
I can't imagine you eating sushi. I would have thought that you have never tried sushi before.
No, I had some. I had some salmon the other night. Yeah, ask Jay Kennedy from Kennedy Carpet.
Sushi's great stuff, but this guy didn't like it. He started swinging a sharp object, either a machete or a hatchet. I'd like to think it's a samurai sword. I think that fits in with the theme. The two allegedly engaged in what police described as a sword fight as the victim grabbed a shovel to defend himself. In the middle of the struggle...
It wasn't a sword fight. It was a shovel fight.
A hammer and a sickle, sword and a shovel, yeah, whatever. In the middle of the struggle, a third unknown person allegedly flung feces at the victim. The 20-year-old suspect was arrested for felonious assault, and the police said they did not find any weapons inside of the tent of the suspect, but alleged that three hatchets and two shovels were found in a nearby tent.
They never find weapons in a tent. That's the lesson of Mass and Cass over the years. You know, they never found the guns.
Don't let this next story destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop community. The rap artist known as Glorilla has been charged with drunken driving in Georgia. Glorilla, whose real name is Gloria Woods, was charged Tuesday with first offense driving under the influence of alcohol, having an open container of alcohol, and failing to obey a traffic control device. Woods, 24, of Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to call her Glorilla, the name that she wants to go by. I like the name. She was arrested by police in Suwanee, about 30 miles northeast of Atlanta. Officers pulled over a black Mercedes-Benz after it was seen making a U-turn at a red light. I asked Woods how much she had consumed and what beverages she had consumed. However, Woods continued to relay that it does not matter and she was good to drive, the officer wrote. Woods' eyes appeared to be bloodshot. She had a hard time finishing her thoughts and refused to take a breathalyzer. She was booked into the jail at 6:12 a.m. on Tuesday.
6:12 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, she was up early. And by the way, if you bet that she has multiple tattoos, you win.
Glorilla. I've not heard any of her music, so I can't say I'm too familiar with the rap stylings of Glorilla. St. Peter.
Yo, yo, yo. That's the beginning of one of her songs.
I'm looking forward to a Yo Pesci Glorilla collab. I think that'll be
Waiting for tonight.
Should be good.
I'm guessing that's a few years down the road, though.
You never know. They could end up in the same pen someday. Maybe Yo Pesci starts identifying as a woman.
Well, they have a few co-ed federal pens, but she's looking at state time anyway, so probably not.
St. Petersburg man arrested in bizarre pizza dough brawl with roommate. A man's pizza-making session turned violent after he threw dough at his roommate and damaged furniture in their St. Petersburg apartment over coughing sounds. Police say
over what?
Coughing sounds. Police say 32-year-old Joseph Tresselt was arrested on charges of criminal mischief and simple battery. According to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the battery began while Tresselt was preparing a pizza and heard voices instructing him on his pizza-making techniques. I hate when that happens. The situation escalated when Tressel's roommate began coughing.
Was it Little Caesar? Or was it pizza?
Tressel responded to his roommate's coughing by throwing a piece of pizza dough at his roommate, striking his roommate on the hip. The arrest affidavit states that the roommate sustained no visible bruising during the incident. Tressel then entered his roommate's room and forcefully slammed his dresser, damaging the frame in the process. Following his arrest, Tresselt admitted to the pizza dough attack and the dresser damage during an interview with police. He explained his actions by stating his dislike for his roommate's coughing and his anger.
Do you think there was alcohol involved in this incident?
I think there's definitely a history between these two roommates, and this was just the final straw. Final slice, if you will. Overland, St. Louis County. Overland man stole $1,500 worth of vibrators. He's currently in the St. Louis County Jail, accused of stealing more than $1,500 worth of vibrators from the Hustler Hollywood store in Berkeley. Police say that Christopher Booth, 34, entered the store one Wednesday.
Any relation to John Wilkes?
I don't think so. Entered the store one Wednesday evening last month and took 8 high-end vibrators from the shelves.
So that answers my question. How much does a vibrator cost? About just under $200.
These are, I guess, I would imagine they're high-end. Booth allegedly stole vibrators made by Swedish sex toy company Lilo that retail for a little less than $200 each.
Giggity, 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 go.
Booth had been at the porn and erotica store the day prior and had gotten into an argument with employees before being asked to leave. Employees easily identified him as the alleged thief by his large 314 neck tattoo.
How many times do we have to repeat that if you want to have a life of crime, it's probably wise to avoid getting neck or face tattoos?
Definitely. Law enforcement subsequently located the vibrators listed for sale on Facebook Marketplace by Booth. Didn't even have a burner Facebook account. Interviewed by police, he denied having a Facebook account. Dumb criminals. Drunk vultures rescued and released after hangover meal. Wildlife rehabilitators, a place called Hope, in a post on social media said that the two vultures, nicknamed the Dynamic Duo, were found unable to balance or stand. They were literally drunk, the facility said. Unable to balance, stand, kept passing out, or in our eyes, actively dying. We ran every test, and in the end, they were too drunk to fly. The facility said that their staff members and those at the Watertown Animal Control suspected the worst and were confused about what was happening with the two birds.
What state was this in? Which Watertown was this?
This is Connecticut. They didn't know what was happening with the two birds until the details of their story fell into place, and it was eventually deduced that the vultures were simply intoxicated and not dying. These two, the dynamic duo, celebrated a day early for the eclipse by dumpster diving and getting themselves into something that was fermented enough to cause severe intoxication. The two birds were then given plenty of fluids and were tucked in overnight so they could recover from the hangover. The next day, they were given a big breakfast to regain their health before they could be released back into the wild.
Did they give them a little Bloody Mary, hair of the dog, after their hang? They must have been pretty hungover.
Bloody Roadkill. Yeah, something like that.
I don't like the name Dynamic Duo. They should have called them Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll?
Yeah. You know Heckle and Jekyll, don't you?
No.
They were these two magpies in cartoons in the... In my era.
Back in the Little Rascals days?
This was post... Yeah, they were on TV at the same... Black and white TV at the same time, but they postdated Uncle George and...
Yum Yum, Eat 'em Up, Eat 'em Up.
They weren't nearly as good as Yum Yum, Eat 'em Up, but they were okay for Saturday. They were the same... Made by the same company that made Mighty Mouse, I think.
One more story before we go to break, Howie. Texas mom went on cruise, left young kids home alone. A Texas woman went on a cruise and left her children, an 8-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl, home alone in the family's $3,600 a month apartment in Houston. According to a criminal complaint, neighbors of Lakeisha Woods Williams, 29 years old.
Lakeisha.
Lakeisha.
Is there an apostrophe in there?
No, there's no L. It's Lake. And Shah, Lakeisha, L-A-K-E-S-H-A.
I wonder if she's any relation to the wife of the mayor of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Her name was La apostrophe Quita.
Well, this is Lakeisha Woods Williams. She might be related to Glorilla, whose last name was Woods. Gloria Woods, I believe. Neighbors spotted her departing the luxury McKinley Apartments on April 4th with luggage and bags and never saw her return to the location. Aware that children may have been left in the 21st floor apartment, which does have a balcony, a witness
21st
called police.
Floor?
Yep.
With a balcony?
Mm-hmm. An 8 and a 6-year-old kid. Cops who visited the complex on April 9th discovered the two children in the apartment, so 5 days had gone by.
What could possibly go wrong?
Got in. The apartment was in complete disarray and had trash and leftover food all over the unit. The children told police that their mother had left them since April 4th to go on vacation on a cruise. They didn't know when she'd be back. The boy used a phone to text his mother while she was vacationing, and cops found a webcam that Williams allegedly was using to watch and talk to the children while she was away. Children were examined, and they were subsequently released to the custody of their aunt. After an April 12th court hearing, a judge ordered Williams, who was busted on a felony child abandonment count, locked up in lieu of $25,000 bail, citing the egregious nature of this offense.
The son texted his mom, "You have the right to remain silent."
According to a financial affidavit, Williams earns $6,000 monthly working full-time for a nursing service. She's lived for the past year in a 1,300-square-foot apartment with two bedrooms and two baths. The McKinley complex features an outdoor pool, clubroom, library, fitness club, sports lounge, and private wine storage.
Is there a special room for the parole officer?
Too bad they don't have their own lockup, exactly. Yeah. All right, we'll get to the winners after the break, Howie.
All right, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
The Cheap Bastard deal, the ReadyWise 100 serving sampler bucket, has sold out. But it's not too late. If you missed out on today's deal, ReadyWise is running a special on their site just for Howie Carr Show listeners. Get 25% any full-priced off. 25% off any full-priced items at ReadyWise.com with code Howie25. That's ReadyWise.com, code Howie25, or you can call them at the toll-free number 855-95-READY and talk to somebody if you want to figure out what you want. But it's a good deal, ReadyWise. All right. We've got, do we have any time for runners up or just straight to the
winners? We do not. Straight to the winners here. I'm cracking this beer, okay? Florida man asks police if he can drink a beer during his arrest. A Florida man who was wearing sunglasses at night asked officers to let him crack open another cold one shortly before he was arrested. He allegedly fired a gun during a dispute with a neighbor. Port Orange Police Department said officers responded to a dispute between neighbors shortly before 9 p.m. Tuesday. Video showed the complaining neighbor alleging that his neighbor drove by earlier, opening his window and telling me that he was going to shoot me. At that moment, a shot can be heard in the area. You see what I mean? The complaining neighbor says. Officers followed the sound and found the suspect, Brett McPeak, outside of his residence.
Brett McPeak, was he high?
No, he was not. An officer directs McPeak to show his hands and stay where he is. McPeak said, quote, I'm cracking this beer, okay? The officer asks if McPeak has any firearms. He said, no. Officer asks if there's firearms in the house. He said, yes. Speaking over his radio, the officer said McPeak has two beers in his hand. This beer is cold, sir, and I want to drink it, McPeak said. Come
two
check
beer, me. McPeak.
The officer declined, and McPeak said, well, I'm going to drink this beer. Is that cool? McPeak insists he's done nothing wrong. Police searched the house, and they found two handguns, one of which was a .38 special revolver with a
spent shell. Was he drinking Bushes?
Maybe. Our last
Or maybe a Coors. You know, I'm thinking of, I'm going for the mountain motif, you know, with the peaks.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly say. I'm sorry. Our last story, final winner here. Brazilian woman brazenly wheels elderly man's corpse into bank to co-sign a loan for her. In a mind-boggling scene straight out of Weekend at Bernie's, a Brazilian woman...
I thought it was straight out of the White House.
She reportedly wheeled the corpse of an elderly man into a Rio de Janeiro bank Tuesday to try to get him to co-sign. The bank customer, identified as Erica de Souza Vieira Nunes, was captured on video standing next to the deceased, seated in a chair and seemingly holding up his drooping head.
He looked better than Biden did at that Wawa yesterday.
She was trying to get a $3,400 loan. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign the papers. If you don't sign, there's no way because I can't sign for you, Noon says in the video. Sign so you don't have to give me any more headaches.
And then the uncle says, I told the Israelis not to invade Haifa.
Don't. When a bank worker tries to point out that the man's color looks off and he appears not well, Nunes dismisses his concerns. He's like that. He doesn't say anything. Uncle,
he's mourning. His
hospital?
Uncle was eaten by cannibals. He's sad.
It was later determined that the decedent, identified as 68-year-old Paulo Roberto Braga, had been dead for several hours prior to his trip to the bank.
Just because he's dead doesn't make him a bad person. He's planning to vote for Joe Biden in the fall. Thank you, Taylor. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.